Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Mm. Emergency podcast. Oh, training camp ain't even started. No. Oh, we out here, bro. It's time. It's time already. Oh, this team. Mm. Let's talk about it, man. Training camp hasn't started. News comes out today. I believe maybe Ian Rappaport was the first person that reported it. I don't know. Yeah. I saw it and I just started laughing. Like, it don't even faze me no more, man. Mike Thomas, injuries, you know, the ankle that bothered him all season last season. And it was just crazy because I know Adam Schefter tweeted after the playoff game. I know he tweeted that, you know, all his injuries and everything he went through at the end of January, and he's going to have surgery. Well, it looks like Mike Thomas didn't have surgery until last month and is still recovering from his ankle surgery and is going to miss, according to Larry Holder of The Athletic, at least 5 games of this upcoming season. Mm. 5.
And when you think about it, he barely played last year. You could basically say he didn't play last season.
Yes.
So that's basically a season and a half plus training camp that he's just going to be missing. So even when he's back after 5 weeks, like, he won't be back. He probably won't be back the whole season. You know what I'm saying? So, man, and for this wide receiver group, this one?
So, I don't know where you want to start first. I know where I'm going to start first is, okay, so the Saints knew this, right? So let's be real. Because I saw some reactions on Twitter, and again, we give you the unbiased fan opinion. Part of me understood where initially there was some frustration because fans were like, well, if he know he needed surgery in January, like, why the fuck did he wait until, you know, June to get the surgery? Oh. And at the end of the day, like, I thought about it, it's like, you know, athletes, and this is, we'll get about this into another topic on this podcast. I understand if you don't want someone operating on you and cutting into you. I get that, right?
Yeah.
So he maybe was told, like, listen, you can try to rehab it. Like, don't try to do the surgery. Because as an athlete, all athletes hate getting surgery. Hate it, they can avoid it. So I kind of took that. I was like, you know what? I get it, right? Like, that's a very old Saints Adam fan of thinking. Is like, why didn't you just fucking get the surgery early, bro? Like,
yeah.
But I thought about it, and shout out to my girl. You know, my girl brought, you know, was making some interesting points. She was like, he probably thought he was told that he could rehab it. And,
yeah.
You know, like, what athlete wants to go under the knife? Like, nobody does.
No, it happens all the time, especially like
all time.
With ankles and shit like that. It's like, if like nothing's broken, it's like, look, they're going to get 2 or 3 opinions. Maybe one doctor's like, look, if you stay off and rehab it, you know, wear a boot, this, that, you know, in a couple of months, you might not even need surgery. You know, if, you know, at a certain point, you know, come May or June, if it's not to this point, then you get your surgery. So from Mike Thomas' perspective, it's like, okay, if I don't have to go under the knife, like, why, you know, why chance it? You know what I'm saying? But for, you know, I mean, it would have been nice if, like, he waited till March, you know what I'm saying, and then was able to see and then get it done, and then, like, okay, come training camp, at least you'll be ready by season, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that this cutting into the season and training camp, You learn, you're trying to learn a new quarterback and all that stuff. Just sucks, man. Like, you understand, like, it's crazy because Mike Thomas is coming off like a Hall of Fame type season.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, broke Marvin Harrison's record. Was looking like literally looking like a Hall of Fame type. I mean, obviously it's early, but like, I remember thinking, like, damn, are we witnessing like the start of a Hall of Fame career right here? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the 2019 season. And since then, man, it's been injuries, fighting with CJ, fighting with the coaches, trade rumors. It's like, damn, boy. Life come at you fast.
Ah, bro! You know what they said, bro? It was all good just a week ago.
All good, man.
Just a week ago. But let's talk about who I believe, right? So as a Saints, you knew he potentially needed surgery, and you knew that, I'm pretty sure he didn't, like, I don't know the insight, but obviously he probably informed someone like, hey, I'm just going to try to rehab it. So you knew all this going in to the offseason, and yet they still chose to ignore adding weapons to the offense?
It's unbelievable.
Come on, man. Like, that is negligent.
That's poor team building, bro. And I know they are cash strapped with the cap and all that stuff.
But that's why they got the draft, Ryan. Like,
that's what you got the draft for.
And you're talking about a team
that's not like Green Bay where they just sit back. This is a team that is willing to trade future picks to go get who they want. In that draft that was deep with wide receivers. It's like,
negligence, bro.
Is it hubris? Is it hubris? I mean, what is it?
What's the vision?
I don't know, bro.
Like, that to me, if you're a fan, if you're listening to this podcast, like, don't be blaming Mike, right? I get it, but he's not the one to blame. Like, a lot of the, like, if you want to do, like, what is it, like a blame pie or whatever, he ain't the one. Like, yeah, could he have tried to get it earlier? Should he have tried to get it earlier? As fans, like, that's not our call to make, because at the end of the day, right, that's not our body, right? Like, it's easy for us to sit back behind a microphone, a couch, and Monday morning quarterback it. At the end of the day, that's his body. And I just finished watching that Dr. Death miniseries on Peacock, bro.
What?
And plus, like, we're talking about athletes who are so rigid about their bodies and what they put in their bodies. That's a conversation we're going to have later. So I don't blame him as a fan for putting it off if he thought that he could rehab it, if it was going to get better, he could avoid the surgery. But just like the lack of foresight and planning that the Saints had or didn't have, like, I don't understand it. Like, it is wild to me. Like, it's wild. So now you have a wide receiver depth chart that's going to – your number one wide receiver is going to be Tre'Quan Smith. Who has yet to play a full season healthy in the NFL. Marquez Callaway, Deontay Harris, who we know he has injury issues, concerns with his neck. Juwan. Oh, he's a tight end now. So he's a tight end.
Yeah, he's switching tight end.
This is undoubtedly, without Michael Thomas, and it was top three with him, the worst wide receiver group in the NFL, right?
That's sad, man.
Us.
Think about the Jets.
The Jets, bro.
Group than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, man. And then you go in there with a new quarterback, Jameis Winston. You know.
The man couldn't succeed with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, right?
Godwin and oh, man.
O.J. Howard and Adam Humphries. But you want this man to go succeed with? Okay. Okay. It's just, it's frustrating, not because at the end of the day, like, I care. It's just, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what's going on in the front office. I don't know what's going on in these decisions, but we've been on this for like two plus years of like, man, this offense is really kind of heavily dependent on Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Like, ooh, maybe some other weapons. Like, this is not something new. So I guess when we've been harping on a point and then it's kind of like you reap what you sow, right? Like, we've been on this for so long and now it's like, well, of course, now we're here.
What's funny is like, that they watched the offense last season and didn't come away like, man, we need to retool. We need to tool up. I mean, do y'all remember how frustrating it was watching the Saints offense last year? And yes, I know it was with the age of Drew Brees. I get it. Like, I understand. It was with the age of Drew Brees, with limited arm strength and stuff like that. But, man, just overall – I mean, we were like, Marcus Kelly was the number one wide receiver in one game. Like, what's like, what the hell is going on? Like, the team was obviously in need.
If anyone wants a reminder, just go back and watch that Chiefs game, bro.
Oh, just so frustrating, bro.
Go back and watch that Chiefs game, bro.
defense just playing with everything they can, man. Just trying everything to stop a superhero at quarterback. And the offense is just like,
pew, pew. Bro, I remember I was watching
Endgame the other day. It was on TV, and like with Scarlet Witch and Hawkeye on Voldemort, whatever the planet's name, and you know.
Oh, yeah.
You go get the Soul Stone or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about Black Widow and Hawkeye?
Yeah, Black Widow and Hawkeye. I'm sorry, it's called a witch. And they're on the planet and they see Red Skull.
Yes.
And Black Widow pulls out her little Glock. I'm like, bitch, you on a bitch, you on a planet looking at a floating skull and you pull out that dumbass Glock.
You remember when the when the Endgame trailer came out and they had like the clip of Black Widow like
shooting me.
They like Twitter roasted that.
Like, it's the Endgame. You gonna shoot at Thanos? Come on, man. But that's how the offense was. It was just
that's what it was, bro. Like that I think it was a third down sometime in the game, and Drew Brees is throwing a 50-50 ball to Juwan Johnson, bro. Like, I'll never forget it. Just being...
It was so sad. It was
just
sad.
Disgusting, bro!
Like, this is some sad shit right here. But, and after all of that, they came to his offense and said, yeah, we good at wide receiver. We're good to go. Even knowing that Mike Thomas, like, they know Mike Thomas didn't have surgery in January. They know...
That's the most frustrating part, right?
It's like, what? And the thing is, I remember, I can tell you, it's stuck in my head since I saw it when they asked Sean Payton about it during a little OTA interviews. Yeah, like, hey, how's Mike Thomas?
You talked about it on the pod, bro. You brought it up two or three times.
And it was his vibe was just weird, man. He was like, hey, as far as I know, he's doing all right. You know, it's, you know, everything's on schedule. That, you know, it was just like pure coach speak.
Coach speak.
Let me go to the default things to say without even thinking about it. I was like, ooh, that's weird. And the fact that we didn't even see Mike, I don't even remember the last time I saw Mike Thomas, to be honest. I ain't seen him speak to the media since probably last training camp shit. Like, I really hadn't seen him. So it's like, the dude is being hidden away. It's like, it's just weird, man. Like, it's so weird. And I don't know, bro. Like,
see, I mean, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but is he on the team next season?
I mean, you're talking about, like, he's probably one of the two or three highest paid players on the team that probably won't have played in a year and a half. And, you know, let's say he comes back this year and say he's a shell of himself, which is understandable. Like, say he just takes a long time to get back into his groove. I mean, what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. I can't make that prediction of whether he's going to be on the team or not. I don't know. I have to look at the salary and guarantees and all that shit. You know how the Saints are, but then who would trade for him? Like, not saying he's not tradable, but it's like, we just got to see. We got to see what he shows, man, after this 2 months. I mean, 4 months. It's going to be about 4 months. That's the next time we're going to see him, bro.
Yeah, because
that's crazy.
Because it's July. Yeah, they say he's going to miss 5 games. Season starts in September.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe he starts, maybe he plays in, like, mid-October. I don't know if the target date may be after the Saints bye, which as I believe is like week 6, I don't know, or week 7, I don't know.
And then I just think about how he plays, man. Like, he's like, some people are like, oh, well, he's not a burner anyway, but I'm like, yeah, but he depends on them ankles, man, like those.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
And those, you know, stutter steps and all that shit, like, come on, bro. Like, that's your ankles. Like, he's an ankle breaker, and his ankle broke. You know, so it's like I don't know, man. I don't know. But, you know, it sucks. I feel bad for Saints fans, man, because it's like this offseason just has not been good, man. Like, it hasn't gotten better. Like, yeah, from where you started in the offseason to where you are now.
It's gotten worse. It's
gotten worse. The team has gotten worse. You know, when every other team, well, quote unquote, what you would hope for is every other team is trying to get better in the offseason, and the Saints have literally gotten worse.
Worse. Across the board. Shout out to my dude, Joey Quag. I played Call of Duty with this dude. Good guy. We were playing earlier today. And one of the first things he said was like, we need to come up with like a Saints Twitter shirt. Like, you know, when artists go on concert, like when groups or artists go on concert and it has like all like the tour dates and just have like all the dates of all like the shit that's happened for the Saints, bro. Just in the just on the back of the shirt, bro.
That'd be a long ass list.
Boom, bro.
Bounty Gate, March 2nd, 2012.
Shit, bro, that's a shirt right there.
That's a shirt right
there. That's a not like the long nightgowns.
Bro, it's always some shit with this team, man. Like, this shit just never normal. It's like,
let's think about it, right? We had an episode last week. What were we talking about? David Onyemata suspended for 6 games, bro.
Oh, and don't worry. Because, like, probably next week or the next 2 weeks, old Lattimore, that little, we gonna find out about that.
You know it's coming. Here's the thing that upsets me, bro. Why can't these niggas be this, like, this dysfunctional, this bad, this amount of bad luck, whatever you want to call it? Why couldn't they do this last season with, like, a Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson?
Right.
No.
Right.
We gotta do it in a draft that, well, maybe all into the purposes, it doesn't seem like there's like a like blue chip quarterback prospect. Yeah.
It's so annoying, man. So you can't even take. It's like, who are you gonna take from?
Spencer Rattler from Oklahoma.
Who's the big quarterback this year? The North Carolina kid or something like that?
There's buzz about the Liberty quarterback. Liberty! Ryan Liberty. Oh. Malik. I don't know. I tweeted it earlier today, man. I said it's hashtag draft season, and it's just you know, I tweeted August, but it's July, bro. It's already draft season.
I know, man.
And this is the year I told myself I was going to be watching these prospects. Pick the wrong year for it, bro. Pick the wrong year for it. Can I just, the fact that, he's a listener of the show, a supporter. You know, shout out to our dude Rob. He tweeted today that Sean Payton blocked him, and this man never even added Sean Payton.
Bro, that shit fucked me up. Cause you, so you telling me Sean Payton literally sitting there with a
square face? Line.
He got a
square face, line. Bro.
I can already see it, man. Hey, Greg Benzel, set me up a search bot. I'm going to see what they're tweeting about me. Rob was lighting his ass up.
And some of it was lighting up, but some of it was just like simple things about like kind of like asking him, didn't add him, nothing like that. Like, why Sean didn't go up for like Mahomes? Blah, 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 blah. Questions we want to know the answers to. Blocked. That was wild to see that. Like that.
Man, you know, you just wonder about this team. Like, man, like I know that 2017 draft was a fool, but man, like, are they good at building a team?
Bruh.
You know, or did they luck into this, you know, this roster? You know, I mean, I get it. No, they didn't win any Super Bowls last couple of years, but you know, they damn sure wasted them.
Ooh.
Damn sure, like. It's like, is this team really good at building a team? I don't know, man. I don't know.
They gotta show it to us. They gotta show it. I gotta talk about this topic. We're trying to do a shorter show, but I did not know that there were so many dumb athletes in the NFL, right? To put that in context, so the NFL came out, said, supported by Tom Palosero, who I have blocked because he carries the water for the NFL, like, too much for my life. I can't deal with it. But basically, NFL said, listen, if there's an outbreak on a team with unvaccinated players causing an outbreak where we may have to reschedule a game like we did last season, if we can't reschedule that game, y'all niggas forfeit. Boom. L. Loss. In the column. Move on. Period. Like, which kind of fucking makes sense. Like, it really does. And a lot of it happened, you know, I've been so in you with my work and just on the grind all this month. So I didn't even really get to see all the dumbness, but I just saw like just little bits and pieces. And I'm just like, God. And I get it. Athletes think like treat their bodies as a temple. It is their meal ticket. It is their profession. They are highly crucial about what they put in their bodies. But like, come on, bruh. Like,
it's crazy.
It's just been so, so frustrating to see so much ignorance, because that's how I view it. I just view it as ignorance.
And it is ignorance, because I'll respect somebody and say, hey, look, this is why I'm not taking the vaccine. According to this study, you know, there were, you know, 6,000 deaths from this. It does this to your immune system. Here's a study I saw about this. I don't like that. Okay. But it's obvious a lot of these dudes just like, man, you can't tell me what to do. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing it. I don't trust that shit. You know, just from a pure, just like uninformed type of deal. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, y'all really just ready to just like throw in the towel, like just walk away. I understand on principle, like if somebody wants you to do something that's against your principles, I completely understand, like, money is not everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, compromise your principles at a certain extent. But it's like, is this a principle? Like, really? Like, y'all take shots from whatever the doc putting y'all when you twist your ankle on the sideline. You take all these damn
supplements
shit that get your ass suspended.
And then they send out like the apology on notes and I take full responsibility.
I had no idea what I was doing. I thought it was me. I had no idea.
Come on, bro. Keep preaching, bro. Keep preaching, Ryan.
It's crazy. This is crazy to me, man. Like, just go ahead. Like, look, man. Like, y'all do what y'all gotta do, man. But just think about it. Like, really think about this. You know what I'm saying? Think about what you're doing. Now you got coaches, man.
Coaches. Thank you for bringing it up, because I almost forgot. Getting let go because they refused to take the vaccine. The co-like run game coordinator for the Vikings. There's another coach for the Patriots. It sounds like in the coming days there may be some more coaches at teams that let go because they refuse to take the vaccine. Bro, this is wild.
It's wild, man.
I don't understand. And I remember not that long ago out here when the vaccines became widely available and there was a huge free vaccine at Dodger Stadium and anti-vaxxers literally processed it. And there were so many of them making this huge stink about the vaccine that was voluntary that people could not even get the vaccine at Dodger Stadium because they had to close it down. Uh-uh. Like it, I so it just it makes my head hurt.
It's like to me, once it gets to that point, it's beyond. Like, oh, I just want to, you know, I just want to choose what goes in my body. No, like you're moving beyond that point. Once you do all that, like you're trying to control other people. Mm. You know. Speaking. Yeah, it becomes ideological at that point. It's like. Look, like I am a sympathetic person. Like, matter of fact, most people, no matter what they say, most people when that shit first dropped was like,
"Bruh,
I don't know if I'm gonna take that shit."
We talked about it in our text messages. We as African American black men were like, "Nigga, a vaccine?"
Yeah, that bitch, you know, FDA now ain't approved it yet. It's been brushed through. Like, I'm gonna wait a little bit.
And when push came to shove, I was like, you know, and here's the thing. This is what I did. I talked to enough medical experts. I read enough studies and reports. I did my own research. And I was like, you know what? And honestly, the biggest factor that made me get the vaccine wasn't all the research I did. Wasn't talking to the medical experts. It was like, I don't trust these people around me, bruh.
Right.
And like what's happening in the NFL is the prime reason why I got vaccinated. That's it, bro. If you, we talked about it earlier in text messages, looking at just the percentages right now with this recent third wave coming back of hospitalizations of people who are in the hospital right now who are unvaccinated compared to vaccinated, the number it's like. It's about 98% to 99% people are in the hospital right now are unvaccinated.
The numbers don't lie. They don't lie. Bruh. The numbers right there telling you in your face.
Hey, bro.
Like if you are vaccinated, you're not going to the hospital. You're not, statistically. Maybe a small tiny percentage, but statistically you're not going to the hospital. Like, why not do that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, unless you have a reason, like understand what's in the vaccine if it can affect you in another way, and you are one of the small percentage that do have effects of the vaccine. Like, okay, but if, man, like, come on now. Like, this ain't even about, like, people say, like, oh, you need to take the vaccine for others. Like, let's just be real. Ain't nobody taking the vaccine to protect other people.
Absolutely not. Like that, just not that, like, it's not, bro. Like, maybe. Like,
nobody's taking a medication to protect someone else. Like it just
maybe I could see it. Like let me work that back a little bit. Maybe if you're a parent, right, and like, right. Your kids are not of the age where they can get the vaccine, like that's not the overarching reason why you're gonna get it, right? But that plays a huge factor into it, right?
They play a huge factor. But I'm just saying, just you know, I'm a joy smoke.
No, they are not. So, it's not to protect others. It's for themselves.
A 22-year-old college student that's healthy. Is not about to go in like, oh, let me go get this vaccine to protect other people. You know what I'm saying? That's not That's just not how they brain work.
Also, a 22-year-old college person are also more likely to be hospitalized right now if we just, you know, speaking with statistics and numbers, like...
Man, it's crazy.
Yeah. The court be... It's crazy because if you think about, speaking of a 22-year-old person's mindset, you know, when you're 22, you're young, what do you think? You're invincible.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna affect you. Nothing's gonna bother you. You can beat anything. It also sounds like athletes, bruh. Like,
tell you.
And Lons goes hand in hand.
And the thing is, the athletes got the man. Y'all have all the access to the resources, bro.
Bruh, that's the most like
doctors. You got doctors. You could, you know,
hire top of their field, bruh.
Like you got motherfuckers that run like the departments for epidemiology at colleges that would be happy to talk to you. Like, oh, it's an NFL player. I'll talk to him about it. it's like, come on, man. Like, yo. I mean, I've already moved on. I'm just like, it is what it is, man.
But here's what I want to know, though. Do you think we're going to see? Because I know, you know, if you listen to agents right now for representative people who are free agents in the NFL, like one of the first questions that teams are asking them is not like if they're healthy, they're asking them like, are they vaccinated or not? Mm-hmm. So, which is crazy. But here's a question I'll ask. Do you think we'll see cuts from teams of players who are unvaccinated?
No question. I mean, no question. It's a competitive advantage at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. But of course, just like with anything, it's a sliding scale.
Oh, sure is.
Just like with rapes and murders and beatings and domestic abuse and drug use and everything else. I mean, if it's Aaron Donald, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, no vaccine, Aaron Donald. It's all good, bro. Like, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? But if it's, you know, your third string defensive lineman, you know, drafted out of, you know, South Indiana University or whatever, trying to make the team. It's like, bye, bro. You know what I'm saying? Bye. I mean, nobody gonna give a shit about him. You know what I'm saying? You want a Debo, pulsing the Debo. I know he's a third round pick, but man, like, and we kind of need him.
But we need him, bro.
Yeah, but we might, you know, crawl in class.
Hashtag put him in a coffin.
Bro, I was laughing. I saw Emmanuel Sanders. He posted a picture of his vaccine card. He just got his. He said, man, I ain't, like, that's a smart dude. He's about 33, 34 years old. He's like, shit.
I mean, and he also had it, too.
And he had it, you know what I'm saying? He's like, fuck that.
And he's a dad. Like, he has kids.
I'm gonna get this vaccine. At the very least, I have another year of my career to make money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, man, you got to do some cost-benefit analysis.
You really do. So I want to close this out. Do some... Just I texted this to you earlier, right? So, as insane as shit has been for the Saints this offseason, right? And it's been kind of a shit show. Man, at least we are not the Packers. God damn, what is going on in Green Bay?
Yeah, they've been a little chatty lately.
So we all know about the Aaron Rodgers drama. There's whispers that there are sports bettors who firmly believe, you know, sometimes people in Vegas, they know some shit a little early, that he's going to retire next week, to the point that Mike Florio reported it a couple hours ago. So,
what? I missed that.
Just saying, bro. Like, I know people like to drag Mike through the coals sometimes, but he's just taking what he heard from sports bettors that Aaron Rodgers might retire next week. We don't know, right? Even if he doesn't, right? That whole situation in Green Bay is just a strain, okay? Then it comes out today that the Packers and star wide receiver, probably as of right now, the best wide receiver in the league, Davante Adams, broke away from contract extension talks. Davante Adams wants to be paid as the highest wide receiver in the league, and they're using the new contract as like a basis to jump off from. The Packers don't even want to acknowledge that new Trump contract. So they just icy waters, not talking, right? No extension. And then earlier, yesterday, fucking you had CD Deuce, like fantasy, tweeting like Xavien Howard and secondary, blah, 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 and all the Saints fans, stuff that, whatever. So the question I asked you earlier was, this is complete fantasy, but, and let me just preface by saying this, with the whole thing about the Xavien Howard reports, I think Jeff Duncan had said that if he was available, he would think that the Saints would be in Xavien Howard, like, the market for him. As a person who has come down so strongly against any athlete who partakes in domestic violence, starting with the piece of shit and in Kansas City, number 10, like, I think people really quickly forgot that, like, Xavien Howard not that long ago had, like, some very, like, not good domestic violence charges against him that were dropped, and he just kind of just naturally just went away and disappeared. So as a person in terms of my moral standpoint, I would not want the Saints to trade for him. Like, that's my moral personal opinion. However, for the sake of this exercise, of those three players, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Xavien Howard, if somehow the Saints could make a trade for either one of them, which player would you think it should be?
A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers, all day. I don't care about the cost. The cost would be enormous.
Oh,
I don't care.
Huge.
Huge. I don't care what it is. I don't care. Like, the dude is, what, 37 coming off MVP season.
Shit, is he 37?
37. He ain't got long. He ain't got long, bro. So you make that trade, you buy maybe 2 years. Look, I mean, we've seen Tom Brady. Maybe he can be like a Tom Brady and pay like another 5 or 6 years. I don't know. I'd make the trade just for 2 years. Like, just for 2 years, I'd make the trade. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a quarterback league, bro. Like, we just see it, man. Like, it's and like, man, with him, with Sean Payton in the dome, I would love to see that. Like, he's an asshole. Like, he's not somebody I would like to have a beer with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a shit about none of that shit. Like, that would be fun. That would be fun football. So I would immediately make that move. Would it happen? I doubt it. Strongly doubt it, honestly. Like, I just don't see it happening. But, man, I don't know. That whole Green Bay shit is weird, bro. Like,
weird, bro.
It's like, what's going on here? It's like, I don't know if it's all driven by, like, even Greg Rosenthal, listen to him, he's trying to figure out where what's the source of these stories? Where's it all coming from, you know?
Loose lips, bro. Loose lips.
Interesting.
What? I mean, the smart football answer would be Aaron Rodgers. Now, they trade for Aaron Rodgers, and he, could you imagine him going from going from Davante Adams to throwing to Marquez Callaway?
Would Aaron Rodgers even want it? Like,
I think it would be different if Mike Thomas wasn't going to be missing 5 games. Then he, right. I think it would be like, oh, okay. But like with these wide receivers? Oh, I don't know. Also, can we stop? Can we just chill out on the Adam Troutman breakout season stuff? Like, soon as the Mike Thomas thing got announced today, Adam Troutman breakout.
Like, come on now, stop.
Let's relax, take a little easy. So the smart football answer, my answer would be Aaron Rodgers as well. My follow-up question to you would be, which player is the most realistic option?
out of A-Rod, Xavier Howard, and Adams. Realistic, I'd say Howard.
Yeah, I would agree.
But even though we need a cornerback, which we do need, it's hard to say you push for Adams because you're pretty much getting Mike Thomas. You're replacing Mike Thomas with Devontae Adams.
Would you know, like,
they're different, but it's like.
If they were trading for Devontae Adams, from my perspective, you would be doing that, adding him with Mike Thomas, not trading him in like in return.
Maybe for this year, but I just say financially. I mean, obviously, you'd have to pay Adams, and he'd be equally to what Mike Thomas is playing.
So yeah, like, you would have at most a 2 year window. With Mike Thomas being hurt, you would have a 2 year window with both.
That's why I say it's like, that's why I go with Xavier Howard, because if you have any iffy feelings on Lattimore, it's like, okay, maybe I could replace Lattimore's contract without paying him with Xavier Howard. But is that kind of a lateral move too? Because it's like they both had kind of up and down careers, have off the field issues.
Both have injury histories.
Both have injury histories, like, you know. I mean, if you want to argue about who's better or worse, that's fine. But it's like, is it kind of a lateral move? I don't know. So that's like the only one that would like really make me jump in the air would be Aaron Rodgers. The other ones would be like, I'd be like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay.
Aaron Rodgers would make you do like the DJ Khaled like meme video meme.
Bro, like, I would be in this mode. Like, they bring me back, man. I'm like, fuck it.
Would that bring you all the way back? It'd bring you all the way back?
That might bring me all the way back, man. I'm like, oh, shit.
Would, if they traded for Russell Wilson next offseason, would you be all the way back?
No.
Interesting.
I love Russell Wilson, but I'd like.
You wouldn't be all the way back with Russ?
More sadness to me. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm not. That sounds like more heartbreak. I'd be chilling.
Gilly, last one I got for you. We'll get out of here. What is your confidence level that if the Saints play against Jordan Love in week one, that the Saints will win?
I say out of 1 to 10. 10 being great confidence, yes. 1 being the lowest.
Yes.
About at a 2.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, come on, man. Like, just mark 0-1 now. You know what I'm saying?
Put on the calendar. We talked about this after the David Onyemata episode. Now, like, man, our predictions we made when that schedule came out.
We're looking a little off than that, bro.
Bruh, you asked, would the David Onyemata suspension, you know, take away like one or, you know, knock it down one or two losses? And I was like, yeah. Now you go miss Mike Thomas for 5 games, maybe more?
I mean, that, no, seriously though, like, how many games would you, because we saw a whole season without him. Pretty much a whole season without him last year. And it was, I mean, how many games did he win last year? 11? 12?
So the big difference, and I saw this on Twitter, you know, it was mentioned on Twitter, but the big difference is, one, you don't have Emmanuel Sanders coming in to replace Mike Thomas. And I know, you know, sometimes Emmanuel Sanders, you know, disappeared at some stretches last season, but there were some games where he was like looking really good when Mike Thomas was out. Like, so I don't think that could be undersold. 2, so you don't have that coming off the bench, or, you know, you don't have that shift over to like, okay, Emmanuel Sanders can be a pseudo number one and everyone just kind of, you know, just slides over. Bro, you don't have that. You got Tre'Quan Smith, wide receiver one, going against Jaire Alexander of week one, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
for multiple, but in multiple weeks, not just 1 week one. It's like,
yeah,
week after week.
He going against number ones. Good luck. Then, when we flip over to the defensive side of the ball, there's just been so much loss on depth, talent, suspensions, a lot more likely to get suspended. They're going to be playing more likely either a rookie next to DeMario Davis or a second-year linebacker who thrived in college as an edge rusher at linebacker. Like, there's so much loss on you can't expect this defense to be as good as it was last season. You can't. It's not going to be. It's just not.
Can't. Unless Paulson Debo is like Richard Sherman, just, you know, hiding in the wings.
Man, I'd be even happy with like a Tracy Porter, like Indiana season, bro. Like, just what? Rookie just came out and just looked like he belonged, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about all this. We didn't even bring up the you know, the potential Quan Alexander reunion, bro. Like, got so pushed down, but they brought him in for a visit.
Like, who gives a shit about that? Like,
you know, right?
But it was hilarious. Also,
why did he bring Quan in for a visit? Maybe for a physical, but I was like, he was on the team last season. Like, why does he need to come in?
I mean, I guess just get
the unless they want to poke and pry and see where his Achilles is, and that makes sense.
Yeah. But it is funny, but you know, Zach Bond's gonna be the world linebacker, Adam. Like, that's what they told me. Zach Bond is the weak side linebacker.
To quote the Around the NFL podcast, I wish you weren't a liar, bro.
I wish you weren't a liar.
There's one more thing I was gonna hit on right before we got off. It's gone.
It's gone, bro.
It was good. We're talking about Quan, and then it just, oh, I know it was, came back. You know what was the most thing that incensed me when the whole Mike Thomas news got announced, bruh? What? Is seeing Ian Rappaport saying, with this injury, the Saints are looking at a veteran free agent options. Incensed, Ryan. We could have had Michael Pittman Jr., Elijah Moore. Like, the list is long, bro.
See what Larry, old Larry Fitzgerald, see what he looking like, bro. Hall of Fame.
You don't have to call up Alshon Jeffrey.
Go with Alshon.
Dark. It's the dark days ahead, bro. Saints fans better be ready, bro.
I feel bad for Jameis, bro.
That's a good point.
Like, Jameis, man, like, he, which is crazy, though, but think about it. Like, he's going from Tampa Bay to New Orleans, and he's going to a worse offense.
Ooh.
That's sad, bro. That's sad, man. Like, you would think, oh, he's upgrading. No, he's going to a worse offense.
It's a clear downgrade.
Hmm? The only upgrade you can see is running back. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's pretty much my whole season. Like, I'm watching the Saints this season to watch Alvin Kamara. That's it.
Appreciate greatness. That's it.
I just want to watch Alvin Kamara, and I want him to stay healthy and just put up crazy stats.
MVP numbers, bro.
Just MVP numbers. I just want him to go off, win Offensive Player of the Year. You know, it just have a blast. That's all I care about.
Can't wait. All right, that's it. Emergency podcast episode in the books. We will probably be back next week. We'll be a real, bro.
another emergency.
Oh, that's what I meant. I didn't mean like a regular schedule one.
Train camp about to start though. A couple of weeks,
it is, so bro. Next week,
we'll be talking about Juwanna Jameson, Juwanna Jackson, whatever his name is, catching passes.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's going. You know what's going to be so annoying, bro? Like, every time Adam Troutman makes, like, a catch in training camps. A fantasy football person.
I think I have one video, just one clip.
Oh, God.
I'm so jerking Chauncey going to Jackson out of his shoes or some shit. But I will say, Chauncey going to Jackson, he called Juwan Jackson mini Megatron yesterday on Twitter. So, I don't know. Hey, maybe he's seeing something. Hey, I don't know.
All right, that's it. We're going to get out of here. Wrap things up for you. Gave you all the juice, our opinions, our insight on what's happening on airline, because there's always something happening on airline. With that, we're going to get out. We'll be back next week. Hopefully not with an emergency podcast episode. If it is an emergency podcast episode, hopefully it's a good news emergency podcast episode. Not likely. Not likely. With that, we're out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.